RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige. My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fatboy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Booyah.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah. Must have missed it the first time.
Damn. Played it last week. Yeah.
I know, but I like it.
It is good.
That's why I did it.
Okay, thank you. We're going to honor you right now.
Don't you love this, like, hateful little fun-loving spats that we have on here? I love when y'all bicker back and forth.
Oh, man. We got some good stuff today. We got a clip I forgot about. It's one of those clips where, you know, somebody gets out of surgery. Somebody thinks they're going to record a fun little moment that quickly turns sideways. But we'll start off with a guy who, I don't know when this happened, but he's trying to, repair his own yard, I guess you could say. Cut his own trees down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if he's a professional, but he started to cut a tree and quickly realized that tree is not going the right way.
Uh-oh.
It's actually headed toward his house.
Good God.
So you're going to hear the guy yell, and then you're going to hear the tree hit his house.
Oh, God.
And it sounded like it might have destroyed most of it.
It's just, how horrible.
It's a short clip, but he yells when he realizes it's going the wrong way.
Well, yeah. I heard that part and then the crash afterwards. I'm just saying, like, why would you then release this to the internet? Like, I would be like, it was a drive-by sawing. Some prankster cut my tree down and fell on the house.
I don't know. It's like you always questioned back in the day before you knew what the bit was with funny videos. How are they capturing this at the right time? They just happen to be filming. So many people a week just happen to be filming, and then it turns into a moment.
God, don't crush my soul now.
I know.
Or, you think the kids are really meaning to hit their dads in the nuts with wiffle ball bats? Like, this is like, you know what? It'll hurt dad, but we might win $10,000 and go to Disney World.
I mean, look.
Is it still $10,000? It's got to be like 50 now with inflation.
And with a shirt. I think you get a shirt, too.
Oh, you get a shirt? Wow.
Oh, boy.
That means there's a bunch of people in Haiti wearing shirts. I went when it was just $10,000 from Tom Bergeron. Bob Saget gave me this. I didn't win $10,000, but Bob Saget gave me this.
I got a Saget
t-shirt.
Shirt.
Right.
He did barbecues handing out the shirts to his army.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, prank names. A lot of prank names out there. And we got a guy here who made a compilation. who always went to Walmart and always got them to announce the fake name over
this
the
is
PA.
Beautiful.
You know, and with these pranksters.
Damn them.
That's what they are.
I know. And then when we do our graduation list, you know, paying tribute to those who graduated each year, there'll be some of these names that, you know, maybe international names or just names we've never heard of before that they have kind of wonky names, and people will chuckle and laugh and say these mean things.
They'll try to sneak them in. Here's a compilation of some that he's gotten the workers to say over the years.
Did you make a call? I lost my little brother.
All right, okay.
Well,
his name
on.
Is Dixon.
Dixie?
This is Dixon.
Dixon, okay.
His last name is Yaz.
Dixon Yaz?
Yes.
Mention Walmart shoppers. Dixon Yaz, please come to the fitting room. Your party is waiting. Dixon Yaz, please come to the fitting room. Your party is waiting. Thank you.
He must work at Dixon Farms, right?
God bless.
He even spells it out, D-I-X-O-N.
The echo is like the Lou Gehrig freaking retirement speech.
I'm so immature.
Today, we're looking for Dixon Yaz. Yes.
I played him out of order. Here's the compilation.
Leona Peters to electronics, please.
No. Barry McCockner to electronics, please.
Dixie Brett, please come back to electronics.
Wayne Currier, cousin of Wayne Electronics.
Dean Dolberry, please meet your nephew in the electronics department.
Lee Ebon, please come see electronics.
Ben Overbit, please come to electronics.
Dr. Gary, come to electronics. Party is waiting.
Janet Coles, please go to electronics to meet your party.
Dill Doe.
What?
That's a guy at the end. He said it clear as day. Dale Doe.
Dale Doe. That's great.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
God, somebody use AI to make a deer that has the face of Dale Earnhardt.
What?
Dale Doe.
Oh, I thought that was a real thing.
Dale Wonderful.
Doe. I was like, God, you got to show me that picture.
Oh, some kind of species has been made at some kind of Three Mile Island or something. At the face of the Intimidator, the body of a deer.
Try to picture it now. A deer that looks like Dale Earnhardt.
Nothing runs like a deer. You ain't seen this one. It looks like Dale in the face, guys. That sucker goes fast, real fast.
This guy never gets caught. They got the one guy who'll go to Walmart and he'll just fart in the speaker.
That guy's great.
It's the same guy who'll fart in his grandma's oxygen.
Oh.
Oh, that's
the best one there is the one that is so believable until you say it in Jenna Tolls. Like, if you saw it written down, you would not know it until you said it.
But if you heard Dixon, yes.
If you read it, like, who's a famous person with the last name Dixon? Besides the farmer.
Richard.
Donna.
No, that's Nixon.
Who'd
Donna
you say?
Dixon.
Donna Dixon.
I said Richard.
Richard Dixon. No, not Tricky Dick.
Otis.
I don't remember the joke.
I don't either. Silly.
So you know those funny little moments where somebody gets gassed in surgery and they're like, oh, we're going to make a little viral video. Mm-hmm. Well, this mom tried to do it and it turned on her.
Was she using PVC glue by chance?
No, she was using the glue. But
okay, good.
Her poor kid's choking. She's choking after surgery and, well, she'll tell you why she's choking.
I'm choking.
No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm choking.
No, come on.
You want to guess what she's choking on?
I don't know. How old's age with the kid?
The gauze.
She's obviously a teenager, which I can't believe she says what she's about to say.
Come on. I'm choking on a big fat. No.
No.
BBC.
No.
No.
You need to quit talking.
Oh, my talking. God.
One more. I got to hear it again.
All right, hang on.
I had my mind in the gutter, got out of the gutter, but we were in the gutter.
Hang on a second.
I'm screaming today when I talk a lot. I don't know why. It's probably aggravating people. No need to text if it is.
I'm choking.
No, you're not choking. No, listen to
I'm
me.
I'm choking.
No, come on.
I'm choking on a big snack.
No.
Oh, my God.
BBC.
No.
BBC.
No, we need to quit talking.
I love the enthusiasm, Mom. No!
No,
hey, no you ain't choking on that. God, she was so...
I got to call the cable company and get that channel taken off now. I thought it was just British stuff.
God, the way she looked at her. What she said.
Even the sounds, I was like, all right, yeah. The sounds are even too close. Golly, bum, Paige.
Oh, you know how you got a Your kid will always try to get your attention when mm-hmm. they're so young. Like, hey, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
Well, this kid in this clip does that, and his mom's not too happy because he hurt himself. And she, well, she got mad at him for hurting himself. You're going to hear him hit the floor, and it's going to sound awful.
Oh, Lord.
But he's trying to make himself fall on purpose to make her laugh. And
this is Steve-O Jr.
It might be. It didn't work out in his favor.
Yeah.
Can I do something real quick?
No.
3, 2, 1.
I told you not to do that. You done knocked the f***ing wind out yourself. Silly shit. What's wrong?
I have to again.
You don't knock the wind out yourself.
Go ahead and say from now on, we play them each twice. Because the first one, you're laughing, you can't even hear it so good. It's so good. But I have sad.
Yeah, here we go.
Can I do something real quick?
No.
3, 2, 1.
I told you not to do that. You done knocked the f***ing wind out yourself. Silly shit. What's wrong?
I gotta call him a silly ass too.
That's what happened. Like, hey, that's how it was growing up. It wasn't, oh, are you okay? It's like, you dumbass, what are you doing?
I told you.
He hit.
That was loud. Who was videoing him or the mom?
I think he set his camera up.
Oh,
and then he throws himself back like he's gonna take a bump.
Oh, God.
He didn't tuck the chin, brother. You knocked the wind at yourself.
Tuck the chin, elbows down.
Oh, we're going to finish with this kid.
Paige, you know how to do a back bump?
Take a bump.
She just did her head back. Yeah, I know. You didn't tuck the head.
You'll get concussed.
Okay.
So, you know, look, sometimes like motivational speakers show up to the school, try to get the kids jazzed up about learning.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Trying to motivate them. This kid here ain't having it. We definitely going to hear this one, Todd. I'd laugh like hell when I played this one. This kid, because I could see his face. We all knew a kid like this. He ain't happy. He ain't having it.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the f***
up. Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
Good boy.
Oh, my gosh.
He just straight out said it.
Man. Do you hear Mr. and Mrs. Honky over there saying, no, thank you, no, thank you?
That's like the guy from the video. Hey, yo, Terry, what's up? Hi, how's it going?
What's going on, Terry? Hi, how's
shocking.
It going?
We're in the suburbs.
No, thank you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You pick the order, fat boy. We'll talk about whatever.
Do you want to talk to Michael?
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey. How's Thanks for holding, guys.
Well, oh, thank yes. You. Thank yes. you for holding.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm really happy to talk with you guys right now.
Oh, thank you, sir. We're glad to have you. What's up?
Name's Michael, and I'm a chaplain in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Awesome.
And so I originally called because I wanted to talk about last week. When your father died, you didn't get to play Free Bird at his funeral.
Right. We had to do it at graveside because the pastor wouldn't let us play it at the church.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're a chaplain.
Yeah, I'm a chaplain. and so I wanted to share a story that happened a while ago. Because of HIPAA violations, I won't say much about anything, but I'll just say I have patients die quite often. And there was one patient I had, and he was patient was dying,
yeah.
And his family was there with him. And I often like to ask my patients and the families if they have any favorite music. And this particular patient turned out that one of his favorite albums was so on point. The family started playing it for him. And the reality is when you're dying, one of the last things to go is your hearing. So you can almost always hear as you're dying, actually. So the family, they started playing Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. And the whole album plays through, and a patient dies while listening to Great Gig in the Sky.
Oh my gosh. God.
The whole album. I never thought about that. Just letting the whole thing
play. So that was just one of the most incredible things that I've actually been a part of. And to realize, like, it's Pink Floyd. It doesn't need to be some Christian song. But, like, the way that the family was able to grieve during that time was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was legit mad about it and everything. But I had a hard time, like, understanding it. Like, that was his... It wasn't in his will or anything. It's just what he always said. He wanted that playing at his funeral, and the pastor said no. But I didn't think about that when he was passing to actually play music. I was more or less asking him, and listen to this, chaplain. Can I call you chaplain?
Yeah.
I said, Dad, you know, well, everybody kind of realized what was happening. I was like, what is your last, what would you like to eat? Anything. I don't care what the doctors and nurses say. I'll go get it for you. Chaplain, do you know what my dad wanted for his last meal?
He probably wanted whiskey.
Oh, my mama would have divorced him.
That's a good guess.
He wanted Wendy's chili.
That's awesome.
Well, that was
fun. Gosh. I mean, it was just the weirdest time. I was thinking a steak or anything. He's like, Matthew, you want some Wendy's chili?
It'd be easier for you to go get.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually a good thing to say because a lot of people are afraid of hospice care during the end of their life. But the reality is, like, if you're dying in the hospital, like, we can't give you those things that you want.
Yeah.
But if you're in a hospice, you know, if you want a beer, if you want a whiskey, if you want Wendy's, have at it.
You know, it's interesting that he's saying this because... And I just saw this by chance recently. They were saying that, you know, when people were about to die, the number one song they wanted to hear, now this might be generational, was My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
That was the top
choice.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen a lot. I don't know if you've ever had that song or one common song.
Maybe once or twice, yeah. I will say a lot of people want to listen to gospel hymns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, My Way, that's a good one. I'm going to have to keep that in mind more often.
While you're doing that, do you ever hear them talking to people in the room?
God, great. I was going to ask that, but I didn't know if it would be too whatever.
Wait, can you ask again?
Okay, when my mother was in intensive care, she was talking to somebody, and I said, Mom, who are you talking to? And she goes, my father. And wow. I was wondering.
You're whispering too much here at the end. I'm sorry.
My mother was, she was talking to somebody when she was in intensive care, and I asked her who she was speaking to, and she said her dad. And so I was wondering if people are talking to angels or something, that you hear that kind of conversation.
Yeah, I think that that's absolutely a possibility. You know, we can't prove that. It's like faith, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that kind of stuff often happens. And sometimes in reality also, sometimes people will hold off on till dying, till like one of their sons or daughters comes into the room, and then they finally hear their voice, and then they let their self die.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how people will hold off on those things. And yeah, sometimes whether it's their mind telling them or a spirit showing up and talking with them, it's like that's what finally gives them peace and they can pass.
But do you have to, like, you handle all of it, right? Like last rites, you're doing that too? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'll say I'm not a Catholic priest. So when I have someone who is Catholic who wants a Catholic priest to perform last rites, I'll call a Catholic priest for that, though.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this, Michael. It's not often that we get a pastor or chaplain calling in. May we keep your number when we have any religious type questions and things?
Absolutely. I would love that. I would love that. Considering the gentleman that just called in talking about his daughters being sharing a little too much.
Yeah.
My advice, if I was talking to him, he didn't seem like he actually shared his feelings with his family. And that's actually something that I see with men often, is they're actually afraid to actually share their feelings. He was sharing his feelings with you, but I doubt he's ever actually shared his feelings with his wife. Like, hey, when you share this with me, I feel uncomfortable. Or you could say, like, when you're sharing this with me, I feel gross.
Yeah.
And when he says that, he doesn't need to say, like, wife, you are gross. Like, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, I feel gross when you communicate like this to me.
So he shouldn't go up to the daughters and say, hey, I know what you look like, just so you know.
No. That's creepy.
No. he should confront the problem with his wife, saying, like, hey, this communication it makes me feel uneasy. It makes me feel gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have a close relationship with our daughters, but I don't need to be involved with that.
That's well said. Yeah. Chaplain Michael in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You guys take care.
See you, buddy.
God bless.
Yeah, he was great.
I know. It makes me feel better when you have some people. Usually when we've had calls from pastors or anything like that, it's usually been like, hey, you guys are doing this wrong or something. But that guy was like, not secular, but like he knows the world that you live in and how you have to minister to people.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go to Barry. Barry's got issues with his wife and other people. Good morning, Barry.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Here dealing with my family issues, you know.
Yes. So, Fat Boy said you called in yesterday. Thanks for coming on with us today. You've got a question. This is for dads of daughters. And I have a daughter, but she's an adult now. Fat Boy has a son. Well, you have a daughter as well, but she's also married off, and right?
No.
Okay. Well,
but
I thought she.
Yeah. I got it all covered.
Damn it!
All kind of kids.
Well, you took the wedding gift I gave you. All right. Dang it! All right.
What I do.
Introduce the audience to the plight that you're dealing with right now, if you would, Barry.
So I have three kids. I've been married to my wife 23 years, you know, and. I have three kids. One's 22, then I'm 20, and then I have a little son who's 16. But they will not stop talking to each other. Oh my God, they talk. They're just way too close.
What do you mean? Like, I thought this was about something else. What do you mean they're talking to each other?
I mean, it's like, you know, women, right? They don't really hide anything from each other. And for some reason, like, they have no problem seeing each other naked, you know? Like, that's not a thing that we do, you know?
I love the way you say that. It's not a thing we do, you know?
I wonder where this was going to go, because the text he sent yesterday, we didn't have time to get him on, was something to the effect of, I might as well have seen my whole family naked at this point. And I didn't know what that meant, but that's why we definitely had to get him on.
I mean, it started with when my daughter started dating and stuff, and then like my wife and them, they go and they get all these they get Brazilian waxes and they just start talking to each other about it, right? And so like that means I did not want to know about these things, right? And so all day they're just talking about their Brazilian waxes, if that's, you know what I mean, right? And and you know, my wife says it shouldn't matter because it's not sexual or anything. But I tell her she's wrong. I don't want to go into all what she said, but I know more about my daughters to know. I don't want to know about this. My wife doesn't understand me, dude. They don't understand me.
So she's telling you about your daughter's stuff.
Is that something that moms go and do with their daughters? Is go get Brazilian waxes?
Really? You know what? The steamings. I forgot all about the steamings.
The vaginal steaming.
Yeah, they would go together. They just sit on a hot crock pot, I guess, and just enjoy the fumes.
Yes. Oh my God! Yes.
Oh
yes.
No.
And then the funny thing is, my daughters don't know about this, right? Like, they don't know that my mom, that my wife can't doesn't stop talking, right? And tells me everything, right? So when they come to me, they don't know that I know this stuff, and that makes it kind of weird, you know?
Weird. I was very kept first off, I don't think any. Well, I'm not going to. I grew up, if you listen to the show, I grew up in a very, very strict Bible home and things like that. And I only knew any kind of situations like that was just always called female problems. Mm-hmm. That's all it was ever called. I knew nothing.
But this has to be a newer thing, right? As far as I don't remember growing up, women being that close to each other, family members at least, where they're talking about waxing their stuff or showing
like
it
back
to each other.
The day, did the elite rich go to Brazil to get their cooters waxed?
Maybe.
No.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they do talk to each other in the bathroom, you know, like one can be in the stall, and then they just talk to each other, and then like it's yap all day in the restroom. And
wait a minute, they're just hanging out in the bathroom.
Meanwhile, yes, dude. Like they could be like, dude. When my daughter has diarrhea, like they talk to anyway. Like,
what in the world? What, such a close family? Like too close.
Too much.
She says, "Come in here. I'm blowing it up, Mom."
I mean, I was close to my mom, but we never discussed vaginal things except for like menstruating when you're a little. You know, they tell you what to do.
Yeah, fat boy, with your son, nothing like that is ever taught, right? Right?
No, like I'm not saying, "Hey, I just trimmed up. Come check it out."
No.
Because I would never tell my mom what I was doing with a boy because she would tell me that I was wrong to even think about having sex. What I mean? That like my that's not a comfortable.
She's talking about when she was younger.
Oh, I thought she meant like, you know, she'd tell you you were wrong. Like, here's how you should do it.
No.
Like, you're not doing it
right. I've seen those movies.
My mother was more open-minded than I am. I mean, my mother is kind of like a free spirit. So she, if I broached any question, but then I would be uncomfortable to talk about.
It sounds like this guy's family would walk in, lift the skirt, and say, "Do you know what's up with this bump down here?" Like something like that. Is this an ingrown hair, or I need to go to the doctor?
And having that done together with your mom is kind of odd.
Yeah, very, man.
They don't do that though, right?
No. Oh, and if they, well, I mean, sometimes they go to different ones, and then they compare each other. So it's even more, dude. That's like, oh, that was good. Oh, dude, wow, look, oh my God, I can't. It's just.
Do you as do you prefer that with your wife for her to be in that, you know?
Brazilian wax?
Yeah. You like,
oh, goodness.
I like to change it, you know?
Okay.
What, different shapes? Like, you want a pyramid one month?
Yeah, or maybe a period when she doesn't Brazilian wax, you know? Like, right. Keep it
landing strip.
Like, you can't tell your daughters that you know this stuff, right? Like, I feel like it's going to come out eventually.
He needs a son, is what he needs.
Yeah.
He's got a son.
With my son, we just talk about sports. Like, it's just like, we just hang out and we talk about life and sports, man.
Oh, I thought he said swords.
Like, no, sports.
I mean, with my bros and my father and my son, we don't, he'd sit there and like talk about like our tools and stuff, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure Thanksgiving is fun at your house.
No, it's not. It's going to talk be about frightening. Like that was, I would tell your wife, say, you know, if you're that close with her or whatever, like that's fine. But like, you don't want to know that stuff. You don't want to.
Yeah. Because I know when there's conversation like with my husband and my stepson, then I would let him talk to him about boy stuff without me being in the room. You know, you handle that on your own.
I mean, the funny thing is when she starts telling me, like, don't worry about it, this, you shouldn't be, she just starts laughing. She just starts laughing, you know, because, I don't know. Like, this is just, I've never been this. I'm not going to get used to this ever.
No, and let me ask you this. Is your wife, how close in age? Like, is your wife still trying to, because you've been married 20-something years. Is your wife trying to live vicariously through?
Oh, yeah, like trying to identify young or
best,
whatever.
Best friend, girl, you know, that kind of thing?
You know what? That may sound like my wife. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about that.
Oh, Lord.
Have you heard about him so much now that you almost feel like you've seen him?
Oh, Jesus, fat boy.
Like, that's how it feels. That's got to be an odd feeling.
Yeah.
Like, not like with a police sketch artist coming in and drawing him.
No, I feel like he can close his eyes and, like, see it.
That's weird.
I almost went into the Victoria's Secret with him. But I was like, this is too much. This is too much. I cannot do this.
Oh my God. You're awesome, man.
Take the credit card.
That's
go.
Your lane.
Yeah, going in there and get it. I don't need to. Oh God, man, that's wild. I pray for you today. I do.
Yeah.
I pray that they will not talk about this around you. It's making you. I mean, it's still. It's got to make you feel very, very.
Everybody's built different too.
Weird.
So.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You got to pray.
Thank you. I feel so much better now. Thank you.
Oh, really?
So
you do? Okay. Well, good. I mean, I'm glad.
Thank you. You've affirmed that my weird feelings are correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You're not being a prude or anything. You're just being a responsible parent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that the mom's necessarily being irresponsible. It just sounds like she's trying to, like, yeah, girlfriend. Like, that's still your daughter, though.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51.
He said bushy.
It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Someone actually shared this with me, and I dove into it. I was into this one longer than 15 minutes. I was intrigued by this. Some would say intrigued.
Dummies would.
Yeah, they would.
Stupid dumb SH people.
They are. Well, remember, we're calling them ass horses now.
Oh, yeah, because Leo Darkbar.
Yep, that's totally acceptable.
Paige's horse growing up.
Yep.
He was mean.
Leo Darkbar. He was.
He's beautiful. But
I thought it was, you named him after a basketball player, but that was Lars Nootbaar.
I didn't name him. He was already named when I got there.
Did you ever think about wanting to change the horse's name?
Yes.
He's done named.
What were you going to change it to?
Black Hole.
Black Hole? What?
Jesus. Hang on a second. I think we'll stick with
Black Hole Sun, like Soundgarden.
That song wasn't out then.
What?
Horsey? I thought you were going to say Horsey.
Mr. Like, Ed. Horsey, Horsey. I was going to change it to Mr. Ed.
You imagine if that was freaking Lone Ranger's dog. Hi, yo, Black Hole, away.
God, you name animals like my mom names cats.
What, just like Kaiser Soze, just looking around the room?
Well, she had a cat named Orange Boy. Guess what color he was? She had a cat named Clemson Tiger. He was orange. She also had a cat she called Tupaw, even though he had four paws.
Why'd she call him Tupaw?
I guess he had like an extra thumb on his paw.
He wore a bandana backwards.
Yeah, street cred.
Shoot him up. Like, wow. Orange Boy.
I dedicate this conspiracy mystery to the horse formerly known as Black Hole. Horse Darkbar.
He was like Black Stallion.
Did you name him after Skandar Akbar, the wrestling manager?
I'm sure she did.
You know, Skandar since Akbar. I only spent summers there.
Is your horse involved in the Iran-Contra hearing by chance?
Probably.
After the weapons, they started.
Leo was a pimp.
Like he'd wear one of those vests.
Do they have livestock in the Middle East? I'm going to look into that.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
Well, they have milk. I mean, yes, of course.
How would a cow survive?
I assume. I mean, when I think about it, I only see camels in my head. But
I bet there are no cows in Las Vegas. or Nevada at least. There's no grass.
No hamburgers there? I think you're wrong.
You can't graze on mud and dirt.
Well, I bet there's grasshoppers there. Look that one up. That'll be my next conspiracy mystery. Ronald Reagan was president.
Ronnie.
Nearly 35% of all Americans were watching The Cosby Show. It had the highest rating, 34.9 Nielsen.
They're all complicit then.
The movie Stand By Me was in theaters. The number one song in the country was Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. The year was 1986. And Americans were all going on vacations. It didn't matter how much money you made for some reason, credit cards. The economy was doing really well. But guess where people didn't want to go? And I've been there and I know why. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
This is pre-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was nothing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in Cleveland? Tell me. They say it rocks. Bull crap. The roads suck and the food is not worth a lick. No taste.
I'm sure Cleveland Rocks is about Cleveland, Tennessee. Not Ohio.
Probably. So Cleveland decided to do something. They were going to go on a big publicity stunt that would also double as a fundraiser for the United Way. The idea? Release 2 million balloons into the sky and set a world record in the process. And what? This was supposed to be fun. A feel-good event, a moment where the city could be proud. That would make headlines and give the city a little boost in economy.
You mean literally 2 million balloons?
2 million balloons in all colors.
I bet that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to blow them up?
Well, they had volunteers.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
As the fundraiser, they had local children's go around and sell. For $1, you get 2 balloons in your name. Not that they'd literally put your name in the balloon, but you know what I'm saying. Look at that. That's a lot of money that was raised. And then they also had 100,000 volunteers, and they literally just got a T-shirt for doing this.
Oh, I got to do the math. Hang on. Because that's who's blowing them up, right? The 100,000?
Well, they blew them up with helium, though. But, I mean, think about the manpower or... They said a lot of these were high school kids, which back then they were just like, I just want to be famous. I want to get out of this one horse town. I just want to be on TV. I mean, Cleveland's a big city, but nevertheless.
I saw that's only 10 balloons per person. If that calculator's
right. But they're using their helium because they're going to release them. If we just blew up balloons with our mouths and let go of them, they're,
Yeah.
It's going to sound like an old person farting when you let go of it.
Would it not fly as high? Well, I guess it's not
That's part of this. Usually when you release a helium-filled balloon outdoors, it'll float up for a while and deflate eventually before coming back down. A lot of times it will float all the way to where it will just disintegrate. But with Balloon Fest, things didn't go that way. Cleveland's balloons hit a weather front of cool air and rain almost immediately when they were released.
Oh, they didn't plan ahead for that?
Sent them right back down over Cleveland, all over Northeast Ohio, while still inflated. So balloons ended up everywhere. Think about this. They originally were going to do 2 million. Because of time restraints and all this rigmarole, they only did 1.5 million, which is still, think about 1.5 million balloons. But yet they went up and then they just went down. Or some were just barely hovering over the ground. Like, that's freaky, right? 1.5 million of them floating off the ground, clogging up roads, killing wildlife. I'll get into some of that in a minute. And the chemicals on the balloons that we don't think about this stuff now. The chemicals on the balloons with the printing on there actually poisoned some of the local water supplies because they went back down into it.
That's crazy.
These things were even washing ashore on the Canadian side of Lake Erie, which is 50 miles away, days later. Causing pollution with Canada. We almost went to war with Canada over this, maybe.
So you would have had to have, like, I imagine, usually when you blow up balloons for a party, you, like, keep them in a bag, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You would have to do this the day of.
They had been working on it for months. They put these big arches together, like these big, huge bags, but they were stories upon stories tall, and they kept them in an airport hangar, and then they brought them out there, and then... You know, going to do the release. This was a mess.
Jesus.
Burke Lakefront Airport even had to shut down their runway because so many balloons were landing there. Pilots couldn't see the runways.
Good God.
Hundreds of traffic accidents were reported, too, with drivers saying they were swerving to dodge clusters of balloons or were distracted by the sight overhead. So, again, if you're driving, certainly not. But if you can think about it without closing your eyes or whatever, imagine you're going down the road right now, and this was 86, so you didn't have that immediate cell phone interaction knowing of all current things.
No GPS.
All of a sudden, you see balloons all over the place, and they're floating above the ground, some of them, and they're everywhere. Like, I would freak the crap out, man.
But you know it's a balloon. Wouldn't you just drive over it? Like, it's going to pop.
So you just see 1.5 million balloons just laying everywhere. You're just going to, like, you're not going to.
It would be a sight for sure, but.
You would slow down and kind of pull over and say, what the hell is going on here? I would think aliens were balloons or like China was invading. Like, don't breathe in whatever's in that balloon.
Well, you know what? We saw how we reacted with that weather balloon.
Right.
Nobody knew how big it was.
Did anyone die as a result of this? Like people? Sadly, sadly, yes. Tragedy hit when two fishermen, Raymond and Bernard, they were reported missing by their families on the day of the event. Their boat was spotted anchored nearby, but the Coast Guard had serious trouble reaching it. Why? Because the balloons on the lake made it look like an asteroid field on the water, so they couldn't tell if anyone was even floating on the lake because all the balloons obscured their view from the helicopters.
Yeah, that part's awful. No sonar.
Hundreds of thousands of balloons all over the water. So 2 days they searched, could not find them. Tragically, several days later, the men's bodies washed ashore. And one of the fishermen's wives actually sued United Way and sued them for $3.2 million.
There goes that money.
Right, exactly. They lost their butt on this. But did they get credit for the record?
They had to, because I was going to ask, has anybody else tried to break it or... said it.
The following year, the Guinness Book of World Records in fact recognized Cleveland's Balloon Fest as the world's largest mass balloon release with exactly 1.4 I don't know how to say this. 1.4 How would I say this? $1 million plus $429,000. $1.429 million. What? $1,429,643. There we go. Balloons went up that day.
That's going to stand because they won't let you do that now.
Guess what? Exactly right. Who's got that record now? No one. Because Guinness doesn't track balloon releases anymore. And I wonder why.
Well, I didn't think they let you do them. Like at football games, do they still do it?
They don't really. Well, I don't know about that. I'm just saying Guinness doesn't follow it anymore.
Well, people die because they can't see. I see that.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.